You folks must love technology because many of you asked to hear this moment from that same show in Seattle.
Paula, perhaps a solution for our latest energy crisis, Slate Magazine published a scientific inquiry that seeks to prove that in the future, women will be able to power their iPods and other devices by harnessing the power of what?
Oh, my. By harnessing the power of, I don't know, jiggling fat comes to my mind.
So close.
Jiggling, yes. Fat, no.
Breasts?
Yes.
No!
Writer.
Wait a minute, is it just women or fat men, too?
Well, who knows how far the technology may go.
So already girls who feel inadequate...
now can't even watch TV.
Right, exactly. This is what I'm thinking.
They'll just have to listen to shorter songs.
Hey.
But the big girls will get to hear, like, symphonies and...
someday, high school boys will leer at a girl and say, she could power Anna Gatti. Ah! See that girl over there? Couldn't get through Twinkle Twinkle.
Should I explain this or just...
Yeah.
I'm going to explain this.
Yeah.
Writer Adrienne So... her name is Adrienne So. She's writing in Slate. She says, quote, I've always found the concept of breasts bothersome. They will fulfill their intended function for about 3 of the 70 years that I have them. The rest of the time, they alternate between getting in my way and embarrassing me, unquote. So she decided to see if they could be put to some useful work. She talked to engineers who are working on ways to harness motion and generate energy.
I just want to see the patent that these guys have written out.
Ms. So discovered that in theory, you could construct a bra that captures the otherwise wasted energy of bouncing breasts and convert it into electricity to power personal devices, cell phones, iPods.
Pamela, that's not a stupid idea.
If you're Pamela Anderson, the nation of Columbia.